Live from the Wolf Construction Roofing Studio, it's Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG, sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing.
Hey, everybody, welcome in. We say hello to you on a hot Tuesday here in the capital city, and it's only going to get hotter. Wow. I feel like we're in, like, the jungle of Africa with the heat and humidity that it's going to be today. It's supposed to be about 100 with the heat index, so it's going to be a heavy air, as they say. Cut it with a knife. All of that, all of those cliches that you could do for very humid weather. Jim and Trent, everybody, you can always get in on the show at 264-1700. That is 264-1700. How you doing, pal? You all right?
Yeah, doing well. It is the most difficult week.
It is.
In sports talk radio.
Yes, it is.
This week, luckily, Jim, we got 3 hours to fill, and we always have things that we can fill it with. We always can talk Cyclones.
Yes.
We'll do that today with Alex Allstar.
Yes, we will.
We can always talk Hawkeyes.
Yeah.
We'll do that as well with Cody Peck, also Cyclone, a new website that just launched. Black and Cardinal Divide, a place for both Hawkeye fans and Cyclone fans.
Oh, really? Oh, that's kind of nice for a change.
So Cody's going to come here at about 1:40. We'll talk with him a little bit. He'll explain the new venture, what he's doing. It's him and his brother.
Yeah.
One side of Hawkeye, one side of Cyclone.
I like it.
So a lot of fun there and perfect for what we do.
Because absolutely.
As we tell everybody, where we start, our base. You're building up kind of what we are, pyramid scheme, if you will. Our base starts with Iowa State and Iowa.
Yes, it does.
It is Cyclones and Hawkeyes first, and it's the biggest portion of it.
There's no question.
And even during July, we're still a month and a half away from football.
Looking for something.
We're talking Primetime League.
Yeah.
We're talking Capital City League. Yesterday, we were breaking down defensive lines. That's what we do because, Jim, you've been in the market for a while. I've been in Iowa my whole life. I know how this thing works.
Yes.
People, the big national stories of the day, what's happening in the NBA.
We always touch on those a little bit. Yeah,
sure.
We do that.
But if you want a full breakdown, you know, you'll go and you'll listen to Levitard.
Right.
You'll listen to Mike and Mike, whatever it is for those national stories. You know where to get those places. You'll listen to Gio and Jones. You'll listen to Kiki Garner, whatever it is. You'll listen to them. But if you want local sports talk during the lunch hour, there's one place, not just in Des Moines.
No.
This whole state.
It's us. Because we are two really cool dudes.
Is that what it is?
That's it. Yeah.
I got an email the other day.
Okay.
From a concerned listener.
Concerned.
As you spoke of the heat.
Yes.
This listener is up in Waterloo.
Okay.
And works in the Cedar Valley. In fact, works kind of out by where my stepdad works.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, I know exactly where you are. He said, usually has no problem getting us in, but it's been a struggle every once in a while the last few weeks. The reason for it, and we'll go inside baseball for our listeners today.
Okay.
Well, these radio frequencies that we bounce out, we have a great signal here at 1700.
We do. You can hear us almost all the way to the eastern part of the state.
We blast across the state, just like I said, up to Waterloo.
Yeah.
But when it's hot, and you love to start with the weather, Jimmy B.
Yes.
When it's ungodly hot like it is, we have to power down a little bit.
Yeah, you can't.
Because
you can't burn
our
up,
engineer.
You can't burn up the transmitter.
That would be bad.
Yeah.
You don't want to do that. So for people, and I know we got a lot of people, guys that are out, you know, doing the business. You're out in the car a lot, those kind of things. People that are traveling, business people. We're the only spot in the state that you can listen live local stuff over the lunch hour. And if that's the case, hey, you can always catch up on the podcast if there's an interview that you missed. Find out there, but wanted to let people know some of our outreaching areas outside of the metro as we spread all the way across the state. If you're struggling, usually get the signal a little bit better. That's the explanation for it. Got to power down. We don't want to blow up the transmitter.
Sounds like a good idea. No, we do not want to be not on the air at all. That's why we do that. So we have a great show lined up today. Did you get a chance? And we should probably begin with this. Because I think here come the judge.
Geez.
I think that he's hit another home run out of the building. Did you watch any of it last night?
Mm-hmm.
And if so, I mean, there were some bombs, some absolute bombs. And so I'm sitting at a refreshment stand, eating dinner, watching this. And the folks that are sitting around me, one person says, why do they do this? And I explained to her nicely that because guys like us can't. And that's why we watch it, so that we could be in amazement with what these guys can do with a baseball. I thought it was pretty fun.
Yes.
It was fun.
It feels like they have finally figured out.
Yes, how to do it.
How to make it keep the excitement. Because, we talked about yesterday the beginning of it. Going back to the first year, 1985 in the Metrodome.
Right.
Early on, you got 5 outs. You played 2 innings, basically. You got 10 swings.
Yeah.
Or as many homers as you could get in 10 outs. That's what it was. Well, it didn't work out very well. They had that year in Wrigley where the winner had 3, Ryan Sandberg.
Yes, we talked about
that. The 4 guys in the American League combined for 1.
Yeah.
With the wind blowing in Wrigley. They morphed. They've changed the rules. Some things didn't work out well. I still love the old Century 21. Is that what it is? With the gold baseball?
Yes, where now, they did that. Yes,
they got
that
the bonus balls now with the cell phone company, T-Mobile.
T-Mobile.
Yeah, with the fuchsia, I guess, baseball that they're throwing with the 30 seconds last night.
And I like what they did with 30 seconds, too.
Yeah. Because
if you hit one, 445?
440. 2 440.
Yeah, 2. Yeah, if you hit 2 longer than 440, you got the extra 30.
Yep, I thought that was
I thought
cool
that was
wrinkle.
Cool.
Yeah. Interesting, different way to go about it, and the timing component, and that's the biggest change. As instead of 10 swings, whatever it is, because you'd see guys that sit up there and just be taking pitches.
Yeah,
and it'd be so boring.
Oh, it was.
But with that clock, and you keep in, you're peeking up there, and you're looking at it and seeing, you know, what's happening, and it's a lot of fun. It's a great thing. And I know there are curmudgeons out there that...
I don't like it. It's not baseball.
Right.
Yeah.
I fall into the old curmudgeon trap every once
you
in a while.
You are a curmudgeon.
I can be. I understand that.
Yes.
But this isn't one. This is one where I still have the childlike exuberation. What I'm seeing, Aaron Judge hitting a ball 513 feet. Miguel Sano hitting one off the window, the first one. They're saying before, you know, I think anybody's going to do it. Sano does it within like the first 5 minutes.
And he wasn't the last.
And I got a bone to pick with you, Jim Brunson.
Oh, God. What else is new?
All right. So I'm settled in.
Yeah.
I'm getting all excited about watching the
baseball,
home run.
Yeah, right. Yes.
This is going to be cool. And she really didn't give a crap. But it's better than watching Elmo. So
yeah,
I'm trying to sell her on it.
Uh-huh.
Miguel Sano's up there. He takes his first couple of hacks.
Right.
Phone rings. Jim Brunson.
Oh.
Jimmy B, my boy's hitting.
I know. Are you watching this? That's what I said. Are you watching this?
Yes, Jimmy B. I'm trying to watch my boy. You want to sit here and talk about the 1973 Los Angeles Lakers?
No, I didn't do that. But I did call you. Are you watching this? It was unbelievable from the get-go.
Oh, it was a lot of fun. A great night. I really enjoyed it. All-Star game tonight. And that's the next step now, Jim.
Yeah.
As, you know, we joke about you and baseball maybe not being your first love and all these things. But does the All-Star game still have meaning to you? Is it still something that excites you to watch?
I don't know if I'm excited to watch it. I'm going to watch. It's our job to watch. But if I wasn't doing this job, let's say if I was a plumber.
You'd be a hell of a plumber.
Hey, don't be knocking plumbers. They make a good buck. Those guys work hard.
I know they do.
Yeah.
They do great work.
Yeah.
It's you, picturing you
as a plumber.
Yeah.
I would not give you plumber's butt, though. I promise I would not give you the butt crack, okay?
Good.
If I was bent over the sink.
All right.
But I think that it'll probably be lowly rated. I'll watch it. Just, A, there's nothing on. So I'm going to watch.
Mm-hmm.
B, I'll want to see if any of the guys hit any bombs during the All-Star game. I mean, I got pretty pumped up watching a ball fly. How long did Judge's one go? Did it go 513?
513, yeah.
Wow.
That was the longest one.
Wow, 513. And here's the other thing that was cool. The majority of the matchups were all within one home run of each other.
Right.
I mean, Stanton had a chance to play himself into the next round, and he just kept popping up and ended up losing. And then you had a guy who got the bonus and ended up winning because of the bonus. So, yeah, I'm gonna watch it tonight. I don't think that it's not anything like what it used to be when Pete Rose plowed into Ray Fosse at home plate.
Sure.
Your baseball is not going to recapture that. It's just not.
But, I mean, I think of it from my perspective. I obviously wasn't alive for that one. But in the 80s and into the 90s.
God, I hate it when you say that. Yeah.
Wasn't around for that.
Yeah.
But even during that time, I mean, there was something special about the All-Star game. And I think it still has that. You know, I know there's people that complain about every team gets a player. But my team, the Twins, have had some lean years. And it's still a cool moment, even now in my 30s, when last year, Twins were terrible. But that moment, seeing your guy, if you're a baseball fan and you watch your team game in and game out and seeing them out on the field. And I always make the joke of Ron Coomer. He was an all-star one year for the Twins.
Yes.
It was all that they had. He was batting like 274 with seven homers.
They had to put one guy on the team.
They had to put him on there. I mean, he's one of the worst all-stars of all time, but I'm sure it's a moment he'll never forget. I still remember it because, hey, it was my guy that year that made it there. There's still something different and special to me about the all-star.
Okay.
But you continue to go back with what we saw with Cody Bellinger and Aaron Judge and the young guys last night, Miguel Sano.
Yeah.
And on and on and on. Does baseball have a chance to recapture some things? Because I think it starts with Aaron Judge. Just his personality.
Yes, good personality.
Infectious, a monster of a man. You know, he's got those qualities that you look at in a superstar, just a big behemoth out there doing things that you normally don't see, the power that goes along with it. Is there a real opportunity? And maybe the biggest component, he's on the Yankees.
Right.
And that
is, he's playing in the number one TV market in the nation.
Well, and not just TV market, but in terms of brand.
Yes, branding.
The brand of the Yankees. Because Mike Trout has gone through one of the greatest stretches, if not the greatest stretch.
It could be.
In baseball history.
Yes.
But he's on the Angels. Yes, he's in Los Angeles. Huge market. But he's not even on the Dodgers.
Well,
he's on the Angels.
And they haven't been good.
They made the playoffs a couple years ago. They made it, I think, two of his 6 years, something like
that's
that.
That's it.
But it's still the Angels.
Yeah.
If it was the Dodgers, it'd be different.
Yes, I agree.
And even if the teams were very similar, like if the Dodgers didn't have the success that they've had, I think it would be different. But this guy, with this personality, in that place, with that organization, feels like there's an opportunity there for baseball. And you can see and hear Manfred, the commissioner.
Yes.
Open to
Bob
new
Manfred.
Ideas.
Yes.
And that is something that they have
to do. I hope
you're
right.
I'm hopeful.
Yeah,
I
know you are.
I am hopeful that the game can continue to grow on a national level. Because regionally, hey, it makes buku bucks. I mean, you look at the local TV deals.
Well, they do well.
They do well. Not just the Dodgers, Yankees, Cubs, but on down. The Twins, the Brewers, even places like that. You know, you're talking hundreds of millions of dollars that are coming in these TV contracts for places like that.
Sure.
So that just goes to show you the power that baseball on a regional level still can have. On a national level, though, those are the things that you need. You need the Yankees. You need them to be relevant. You need them to be good.
Yes.
And I think that's the hope for baseball now going forward.
I agree. A little bit of news locally. So let's switch over to that, where Gary Barta, the Iowa athletic director, is talking to the news media. Apparently, Barta's taking questions, Trent, and was asked about the court settlement for nearly $7 million that Iowa lost. Actually, they lost two. Barta says the settlement was paid out of athletic reserve funds. That's where it came from.
Yep.
So if he's sitting there talking to the news media, I would say it's pretty safe to say that people thought that he wouldn't be there by the time football kicked off.
Yep.
I think are wrong.
I was one of those people that was dead wrong. I did not think that he was going to survive this. I didn't think there was any opportunity that it was going to happen for him. But timing, I think, was a big part of that. I think the timing of the school year worked out in Gary Barta's favor. Mm-hmm. If this decision would have came down while everybody was still on campus.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yes.
I have
there
a feeling,
would have been a big backlash.
I think there would have been, but I think timing worked out well. Now, this is the other part of it. He has survived, and he is in good shape for now. But the ice around him is incredibly thin.
Okay.
And he needs a good football season. He needs basketball to take the next step. He needs those kind of things around him. Because I'll tell you what, football goes 4-8.
Yep.
There's going to be a lot of calling for
his
head.
Oh, for his head?
Because
okay.
They're going to look back and say, great. Gary Barta again. A, cost $7 million to the athletic funds.
Oh, that'll be the first thing that'll come up.
And gave another ridiculous contract to Kirk Ferentz. That is going to be incredibly difficult to get out on after finally being able to get underneath it. He does it again.
Mm-hmm.
And that will come back up. And then if you couple that with a disappointing basketball season, and maybe...
Right, yes. If they say they don't make the tournament.
They don't make the tournament. Or,
okay.
You know, they sneak in and get blown out, something
right,
like that.
Yeah.
And you're saying, oh, boy, you know, whatever happens there. Wrestling maybe takes a step back. You know, they're doing a lot. There's a lot of investments that have been made in the Hawkeye Wrestling Club.
Right.
But you don't see the fruits of that labor. You just keep going through. You have some other jobs that don't work out. Something else pops up. Another lawsuit. Whatever it is, he's safe for now. But he needs a good football year. At the very least, he needs a 7-5 type of year to keep the Wolves at bay, because
7-5 would be good enough?
I think so. I don't think at 7-5 anybody's calling for Gary Barta's head.
Okay.
What people are gonna go after
They'd go after Ferentz then.
Right, is 4-8 and saying 4-8, you just gave this guy another 9-year contract and we're getting rewarded with it 4-8 plus what you've done. That's I think the thing. 7-5 people aren't going after Gary Barta. You know, they're same old and the complaints will be there and there'll be a few.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm speaking everybody getting after Gary Barta. That happens at 4-8. That's what happens there. That's where I'm going.
Okay. Interesting. Interesting thought process. If they have a 8-4 season, would that be considered success enough to there wouldn't be any pressure on Barta at all then?
No.
Eight and four? Nothing?
No.
Wouldn't even the $7 million wouldn't be brought up?
No.
Nothing?
Okay. No, and if you go 9-3, 10-2, and you win a division title, well, then they're looking to give you a contract extension. I mean, that's the way of it. For him, the reality is he is very much tied to the football program. He's tied to everything, obviously, over there. But the football program goes hand-in-hand because of the contracts that he's given to Kirk Ferentz. That's a big part of it. And those dealings will certainly happen together. Jimmy B, before we get into some Cyclone talk.
Yeah, what do we got, pal?
As we'll bring in Alex Halstead at 12:25. Let's take a look back at last night and the home runs in the Home Run Derby. It's in case you missed it, and it's presented by Wolf Construction Roofing. Up first, it came down to the wire. And this was a reason that this new way of doing things with the Home Run Derby is so fun.
Yes, the place was nuts. The crowd was into it.
Cody Bellinger needed a homer. Not just a homer, though. A home run over 440 feet.
Yes.
With his last, and he gets it done to get extra time. This was last night, the Home Run Derby.
Now go!
Oh,
go! 440!
Go!
That's got to go 440. Did it. He got it.
Yes!
440. He's got more time.
Wow.
Extra time.
Who gets 30 seconds?
And he got the home
run. Is that his mom yelling up there?
Yep. Mom and sister were there. And his dad. And
his dad pitched to him.
His dad, former Yankee Clay Bellinger.
Yeah.
That was one that made me feel old. Holy crap. and for
Clay Bellinger.
I never made the connection with Clay Bellinger and Cody. I never did. It's incredible because I'd heard about his dad being a firefighter. I didn't realize it was the same guy that played for the Yankees in the early 2000s.
Yeah.
Sure as crap. Finding out last night.
Yeah, there you go. That was, this is great. I think this is what made it so interesting. Okay, next one.
Next up, we go to the finals. It was Miguel Sano against Aaron Judge. And Sano not just hits his first homer, he gets lightning to come.
He's got brackets where he's going to play himself the entire time.
There we go. Let's get Miguel Sano started. A big shot to left with some lightning in the background.
I think Judge had one of those, which felt like the natural. I mean, lightning.
Probably.
There were some thunderstorms in the area of Miami last night, and that's why.
But it all came down to Aaron Judge. He easily was able to coast into the championship. Still had 2 minutes left when he hits what proved to be the winner in the Home Run Derby.
One more. Do we get a
timeout? Here it is.
No, we're going to bring it.
There it is. Ladies and gentlemen.
Drop the bat.
Aaron Judge, your 2017 Home Run Derby champion. And he made it look easy.
What'd you think of Teixeira on the commentating there?
That was all right.
I thought he was pretty good.
Yeah,
I mean,
it was fine.
He talked over a little bit.
Yeah, but he got excited.
You can do that in the Home Run Derby, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like the game. I mean, it's supposed to be, it's for fun.
Mm-hmm. And it was fun.
I mean, the guys were into it. Did you see those guys? They were sweating bullets. They were taking cuts.
It takes a while.
It does.
You're that five minutes
that you get is a lot longer than people think.
There's no doubt.
Yeah.
That was In Case You Missed It, presented by Wolf Construction Roofing. On the other side, some Cyclone talk. Cameron Laird came back to the Capital City League, had a monster performance on Sunday. We'll get into that. NBA Summer League action with a lot of Cyclones as well, and much more coming up on the other side as we will talk some Cyclones here. Jimmy B and TC on the Big Talker 1700.
1700 KBGG is the Big Talker in Des Moines with Jimmy B and TC. Noon to 3, sports talk that rocks. 1700 KBGG.
Hey, it's Jimmy B.
And TC for Draft House 50 on Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Hey, Draft House 50 has 47 big screen TVs for great viewing of any game.
Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, golf, tennis, you name it.
Hey, the Draft House 50 can get it, even cricket?
Draft House 50 has a sensational menu featuring specialty burgers, steak, salads, and so much more.
And on Saturday and Sunday, beginning at 10 a.m., it's brunch, which includes a terrific Bloody Mary bar.
The Draft House 50, a place for sports, great food, and drinks.
Draft House 50, Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Do you see cracks in your foundation, brick, or drywall, or doors and windows that stick? These are all signs of serious settlement issues. Call Midwest Basement Systems for all things basement-y. Basement waterproofing, basement structural repair, foundation settlement repair, and wall straightening and bracing too. Our engineered solutions will stabilize and lift your home back to level, putting you back on solid ground. Call Midwest Basement Systems today.
Midwest Basement Systems got the fix. Call 289-1606.
Like all of you out there, Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. He would flip-flop all night long, wake up with a sore neck or maybe a headache, or feel like he needed a nap, even though he'd slept 8 hours. When Mike invented MyPillow, he wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. Mike does all of his own manufacturing right here in the United States and offers a 10-year warranty. You could wash and dry MyPillow, and don't forget there is a 60-day money-back guarantee. And here's their best offer ever. For a limited time, go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-4694 and use promo code Des Moines to take advantage of Mike's 4-pack special. You'll get 50% off 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows and free shipping.
Right now, over 110 stock Sylvania LED bulbs are on sale at Menards. Sylvania LED bulbs replace a 60-watt incandescent and last up to 11,000 hours. Start cutting down your energy costs today with Sylvania LED bulbs. Available in soft white, daylight, or bright white temperatures. Right now, get a 4-pack of LED bulbs for just $5.99 each. Find other great deals going on now during Menards' Priced Right Sale.
Save big money at Menards.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. As many of you know, severe weather and hail swept through central Iowa and the Des Moines Metro. Wolf Construction was here long before these storms, and we'll be here long after. We're much more than a pickup and a ladder. Our roofing team is here to serve you for years to come. With our one-day get-it-done approach, we're known as a roofing machine. Call Wolf Construction for a free estimate at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. At Wolf Construction, we take your roof personally.
Hi folks, Mike from JLM Shooter Supply here, inviting you to visit our full service gun shop. Whether you are precision rifle shooting, competing in handgun matches, or just out plinking with the family, we have everything you might need. We offer all types of firearms, ammunition, and accessories, as well as all types of gunsmithing services. We've been here since 1988, and we won't be undersold by the big stores, and no one can match our service after the sale. We're on the corner of 70th and Douglas in Urbandale, or we can be reached at 515-331-1577. We're JLM Shooter Supply. See you soon.
Back to the Wolf Construction Roofing Studio, sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing. It's Jimmy B and TC.
Welcome back, everybody. We roll till 3 o'clock today on a very hot Tuesday in the capital city. Alex Halstead, you hear him on our program every week. He is from 24/7 Cyclone Alert. All of your cyclone news, that site has it. Alex, how are you, pal?
How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. Alex Halstead comes to us on the Draft House 50 Hotline, Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. All right, Alex, is there anything that is that people who are listening to the show need to know about Cyclone football, basketball, right off the top that you can fill us in on?
Well, things are kind of moving slowly right now. I think we got through most of the summer with some action, whether it was basketball recruiting or some football commitments, and things have kind of slowed down. You know, Big 12 Media Days will begin next Monday and Tuesday. Iowa State goes Monday, and I think from there on, the football stuff will begin to pick up. But, you know, recruiting-wise, the dead period just ended yesterday, Monday, for football, and things are going to kind of start picking up there. Iowa State's trying to line up some of its visitors. But nothing really earth-shattering right now, but I think that's going to start to begin to change in terms of getting back into our regular cycle of news and maybe some commitments by the end of the month for Iowa State.
Well, basketball, football, both big recruiting periods going to be happening here in July. What can you tell us in terms of the basketball front as evaluations are going to begin for Steve Prohman Company? Race Thompson, that's been a name that we've heard a lot about. I also want to ask you about a local prospect that I know we've talked about in the past, A.J. Green. His dad, an assistant coach at Northern Iowa, but a lot of regional interest out of him. What you're hearing about those two guys, and what would you put together as maybe those guys, where they kind of fall in the pecking order of the list for Iowa State?
Yeah, I guess, you know, that kind of falls back with the first question. I guess that's probably the biggest news coming into the week. You know, the dead period for football did end, and that recruiting stuff will pick back up. But this is really the time of the year where basketball recruiting takes center stage, and the best time of the year for a staff to evaluate. You know, the April evaluation period can get tricky because Iowa State didn't get to send out all of its coaches because they were so focused on, you know, official visits and trying to fill scholarships for this past year. Whereas now, yeah, they still got some spots open, but they're really focused on this July period, and it sounds like the whole staff will be out in full force. They'll mostly be out this weekend and starting, I guess, tomorrow in South Carolina for Adidas and then in Georgia, you know, for Under Armour and some other stuff. So they're mostly going to be in South Carolina and Georgia this week. The whole staff will be out. I've talked to different recruits. But getting specifically to the guys you asked about, Race Thompson, a top 100 power forward from Minnesota, a guy they offered this time last year in July last year. And so this is an important time not only for the 2018 class, but now 2019 we might start seeing offers that went out to guys like Race Thompson last year. And so they've been on Race Thompson for a year. You know, he's been to Ames multiple times for a football game and for a basketball game, and he remains their top forward target. And I think the situation there right now is it feels like it's Iowa State, Minnesota, Indiana, maybe Marquette as the top four right there. Michigan just took a top 100 forward, so I think that probably hurts them a little bit. And Minnesota could take Jarvis Thomas from Minnesota here soon, another top prospect. And if they take him, I think that could maybe eliminate them. So I think the next couple weeks are going to be interesting for Race Thompson. Iowa State will see him in South Carolina this week, and so they continue that push for him. With A.J. Green, it's more of a battle of in-state Northern Iowa. You know, he's now a consensus top 100 prospect across every service. I could continue to see him rise. His top five right now is Iowa State, Minnesota, Northern Iowa, Clemson, and Nebraska. I really think it's probably Iowa State, UNI, and maybe Minnesota. But I think he could really heat up in the month of July. So I think, you know, for both of those guys, Race Thompson and A.J. Green, once we get through the month of July, we'll know which new schools came in, and then we'll probably start seeing them both start to get on more visits and being able to get a better idea. But, you know, I think Northern Iowa is still probably the slight favorite for A.J. Green.
Alex Halstead is our guest. He comes to us on the Draft House 50 hotline. Okay, let's go a little bit then to the Cap City League. Another Cameron Laird sighting, which is always good. Apparently, according to the reports that we got, Alex, he was impressive. Look, I know it's a glorified pickup game, but still, at least you're finally seeing the guy.
Yeah, you know, he was impressive in terms of just the athleticism you can see. Like you said, it's a pickup game. He's going against, you know, forwards that, you know, he's going to go against much better forwards, obviously, and even the non-conference probably in the Big 12. But I think just some of the putbacks he had, some of the ways he, you know, finished around the rim, and a lot of them were just lobs and stuff like that. But I think he has showed his athleticism in the last couple Cap City League appearances. And I think when you go back to try to think about what Steve Prohm told us, what his role will be this year, he said it's going to be mostly, to begin with, energy and second chance points and defensive effort as they continue to work on his skill game. And I think that's one thing you see in him, in the Cap City League at least, is he is a very energetic, active player. And I think really athletic too with his size. He's added 20 pounds or so up to 225. And I think he'll probably still add some more weight. So he's turning more into the player that they want him to be. I think it's just, we don't know what it'll be against, you know, a higher level competition, but we can see some of the skills are there for sure.
Well, it's a cry that you hear all the time when transfers come in and have to sit out next year. But on Cameron Laird's team, Mariel Shayok, could that be the difference if he was eligible this year between maybe this team being an NCAA tournament team and an NIT team?
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously would love to have him this year. And like we said, the Cap City League's hard to predict, but I think he's probably the best player they added in terms of the transfer market. Just when you, I mean, he averaged 8.9 points a game last year at Virginia, the third leading scorer on an ACC team that's been pretty good over the last several years. And he's a good defensive player too, because they really pushed that at Virginia. And, you know, we've just what we've seen from him, just the way he can get to the rim, and his shooting looks pretty good at the Cap City League as well. He scored 55 points, I think, the other night, and it seems like every night he's scoring 40 points, and it is just this pickup game. But just when you just see someone out there so effortlessly doing some of the things he does, I think he's going to be a really big player for them in 2018-19. But like you said, he's the type of player that I think if they had next year, because when you look at next year's roster, I think a lot of people think, you know, Lindell Wigginton and Donovan Jackson might be their top two scorers. Mm-hmm. You kind of really need that other double-digit scorer. Who's it going to be? I think whoever steps up, if someone does step up, that could be the difference of making them a better team next year. But having Shayok next year would be that third scorer. And so I think he could definitely propel them next year. But unfortunately, he's got to sit out the next year.
Alex Halstead is our guest, 24/7 Cyclone Alert on the Draft House 50 hotline. Alex, it seems to me that still Iowa State, even though now we've seen everybody participate, we haven't seen Haas yet. Because of the knee injury. But are people starting to get a little better handle on the basketball team, or are they still the biggest mystery team in the Big 12?
I think there's still a lot of mystery around this team. I mean, like you said, we haven't seen Brace, and we haven't actually seen Jeff Beverly yet either. He has said he's going to come in July. He's on the same team as Lindell Wigginton, so I don't know if he's been waiting to see him. But you know, people have seen what Lindell Wigginton did internationally recently, and they've kind of seen Cameron a little bit more and that sort of thing. But I think there's still a lot of questions. You know, what is the next step for Nick Babb? Does he become more of a scorer? Can Brace stay healthy? What does that forward situation look like after Solomon Young and that sort of thing? So I think there's still a lot of mystery around this team. But at the very least, I think people have gotten excited about some of these players down the road, whether it's Shayok in 2018-19, like Trent said, or Terrence Lewis has really looked good in the times he's been there, just in a similar way, the way he gets to the rim and how comfortable he is with the ball in his hands and his ability to sit out and shoot. You know, he hit some with a hand in his face on Sunday, and I think he scored 41. It didn't feel like he was scoring 41, but he just did it so effortlessly. So I think they're excited about, you know, guys like Lindell Wigginton, what they've seen overseas, and Terrence Lewis and some of these guys. But it's a lot of still unknown until maybe they see them in November.
Talking right now, Alex Halstead, CycloneAlert.com, with us on the Draft House 50 hotline. Basketball, football, we talked recruiting. And now it's a awardless season. Jacob Park, he was announced to one of the quarterback lists. It was a Davey O'Brien, something like that. Alex, I'm sure you get the emails as well. They just make my my eyes roll back in my head. Oh, great. Another guy on our award
list. About 600 on that list.
Yeah, it's this crazy time of year where, you know, I think probably 6-7 different Iowa State players will make a list. The one that was crazy to me was the Remington Trophy list, which is for the best center in the country. And Julian Good-Jones, I went and looked it up today because I was curious. He made the list on May 22nd. And I saw these tweets today about, you know, him making the list today. And I went and looked at that. I'm pretty sure I wrote a story about that in May. And he made it on May 22nd, but that was their spring list. And now this is their official list. And so It's just all these watch lists. And I think it's a good thing for the trophies and those people. You know, they get their stuff out there as much as they can this time of year, but becomes a little bit too much. But, you know, I think for programs, you see them all kind of promoting it. It's not a bad thing to be able to say your players made lists, but until they start making some cuts, it seems a little bit too much.
You know, I'm real curious about the Joel Lanning story. I think it's going to be one of the most fascinating stories in college football. And it's going to be overplayed here in this state by the media for obvious reasons. You just don't see a quarterback move to a middle linebacker spot. If Iowa State starts to have some success and Lanning is having, say, a first three games that are off the charts, do you think that he starts to become anywhere close to a national story or not?
Well, yeah, I think, you know, depending on how he does, I think it'll become more and more of a story, especially, you know, there's some opportunities early in the season for him to produce against higher-level opponents, whether it's Iowa or they play a Thursday night national TV game where all eyes will be, if you want to watch college football, in Iowa State and Texas. So There's some opportunities early in the season for him to kind of stand out and become that story. You know, when a place, when ESPN comes in for a Thursday night game, they're obviously looking for stories, and maybe that's one they choose. So I think it could become more of a story, and there seems to be a lot of unknowns with that situation still, just because we know he's going to be a full-time linebacker. That's what everyone says. But I'm still interested to see how many snaps we see him on the offensive side, because if you're taking a full game worth of snaps at linebacker, how much can you play offensively? And I don't think it would be much, but I'm interested to still to see, you know, how much he is still involved in that run game. And, you know, Athlon did a wild card player for every team, and it was Joel Lanning for Iowa State. So I think some people even outside of Iowa are starting to take notice of this is a unique story. It doesn't happen every day. You know, players switch positions or switch sides of the ball, But not very often quarterback to linebacker. So it'll be interesting to see, but I think if he performs well, he definitely has an opportunity to be kind of an interesting story for sure in the Big 12 and maybe more nationally, depending on how well he does.
You still believe then that they will try to find a quarterback package for him in short yardage situations? You just don't think once he sets in at the linebacker spot that that'll go away?
Well, that's what I'm most interested to see because, you know, as recently as I talked to Matt Campbell about it, he said you will see Joel on offense. So I'm interested to see, you know, like you said, once you get into that role of being an everyday linebacker and just what the toll it takes on your body plus being out there for an entire defensive series, I'm interested to see how much he's able to handle at, you know, at quarterback, but more so probably as a running guy. And, you know, maybe it's five snaps a game and that sort of thing, just situational, red zone. But that's kind of the big question I still have is how much will we see him? But if they stick to their word, it sounds like we'll see him at least some. And maybe that changes, you know, maybe they get through you and I and Iowa and all of a sudden they just see how demanding the linebacker position is. But I know Joel wants to still do some offense and it seems like the coaching staff is still open to that idea of come fall camp.
So you got Big 12 Media Days, Alex, right around the corner. We certainly know a lot of the things that'll be there from the Iowa State perspective. What are you going down there to find about the other teams? What are some things that are kind of piquing your interest outside of probably the biggest story of the Big 12? No Bob Stoops down there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting year. I was thinking about it just the other day of how many coaches have not been at Big 12 Media's, you know, really very much, you know. When you look at now with Stoops gone, how many coaches are relatively new to the league, whether it's, you know, Matt Campbell and Matt Rhule and Tom Herman and, you know, the list kind of goes on. You basically got Gary Patterson, Bill Snyder, Holgerson, and Mike Gundy are really the veterans of the league now. And so it's, I think it would be interesting to find out a little bit more about Texas and Baylor and some of those teams that are probably projected middle of the pack. You know, I think there's three or four teams that are projected for, you know, 6 to 7, maybe 8 wins, but there's a lot of teams kind of jumbled together this year in the league, and it'll be interesting to see what some of the coaches think about Iowa State this year, what Matt Campbell's done, but also how this league could shape up, because it seems to be kind of just a jumbled league other than maybe a couple teams at the top.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. It is a jumbled league. I'm real curious, when you're down there, and what Trent talked about with Bob Stoops not being there, what that'll probably be the number one story. What would be right after that?
Well, one, and I don't know if it's how people feel across the entire league, but one I started to see kind of on our network at 24/7 Sports more and more, or just things when I've seen some publications put out their top games of the year for next year, and a lot of them, yep, lists have included Texas and Oklahoma. Obviously, that's partially because of, you know, Stoops and all that, but it's kind of the renewed rivalry, especially when now you got Lincoln Riley going against Tom Herman and mm-hmm. both of their recruiting. I think Texas just passed Oklahoma in the recruiting rankings after Oklahoma passed them. So it seems like that rivalry is becoming kind of coming back, especially with where both programs are right now with new coaches and young coaches. So I assume that would be a big story, although like you said, that kind of falls in with the Bob Stoops stuff. Bill Snyder, I think, continues to be an interesting story, maybe more locally to people around Iowa State or this part rather than, I don't know if southern part of the league cares as much about that story, but it continues to be an interesting story. I think, you know, how much longer does he coach? Is this his last year? I don't expect him to obviously say anything at Big 12 Media Days, but that seems to continue to be a story, at least for the northern part of the conference.
Alex Halstead, he'll be in Dallas. What else you got on the agenda? You got dinner reservations already picked out? Anything fun like that, or is it all work?
You're going to go to Six Flags?
No, I got to figure out. You know, I've been to obviously down to Dallas for this before, and it's been in downtown Dallas, and it's actually always been at the same hotel as the Mary Kay convention every year. And this year, actually, they moved it out to Frisco at the Star, where obviously all the Dallas Cowboys stuff and where they hope to host the NFL draft here in a year or two. But so it's a little bit ways out of Dallas, so you got to find some new stuff to do, or because, you know, when you think about a 25-mile trip, that can take an hour in Dallas. So
yeah, you're right.
A little bit different than us here in Iowa. So I got to kind of do some new research and see what's around Frisco.
Trust me, you won't have any problem. Those strip clubs are all there, Alex. Don't worry about a thing. They're everywhere. They're everywhere in Dallas.
I can hear Alex blushing already on the other side, even though we can't see him.
Alex, have a great time as always. It's always good talking to you. Thanks, man.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Talk to you later.
See you. There you go. Alex Halstead, 24/7 Cyclone Alert on the Draft House 50 Hotline, Mills Civic Parkway, West Des Moines. I mean, listen.
So what was the hot one back when you were in Dallas back in the day?
Oh, man, the Palomino.
The Palomino.
Woo. Saddle up.
Saddle up.
Yeah. They had saddles in there for, like, bar stools.
Bag it up as well is what I'd be saying.
It was nuts, so to speak.
Different times.
Yes,
Jimmy
it
B.
was. Yes, it was. All right, enough of that. Al Yellen, Bleed Cubby Blue.
Smooth transition there.
Yeah, really. I bet he really appreciates it. He's coming up at 1 o'clock. I hope Al is able to talk to us.
Think he might be a little down in the dumps?
I just hope he has. He's not standing on a bridge someplace. That's all. I worry about the boy. He's taken all of these sharp tools out of the drawer. There's nothing left in there. He can't do any damage to himself because they suck right now. I mean, that's for the team that they have. That was a deplorable first half.
We'll try to figure this Cubs team out with Al coming up at 1 o'clock. Quick timeout. You can come back with your phone calls as well. You can join us here as always, 515-264-1700. Jimmy B and TC on the Big Talker 1700, live for the Wolf Construction Roofing Studios.
News, talk, sports. Yeah, we got all that online at 1700kbgg.com.
Your Honor, I stand before you to prove that AT&T's two-year price guarantee is the ultimate all-included bundle experience.
Order!
I submit Exhibit A, DirecTV Select all-included package with over 145 channels. Exhibit B, monthly fees for Wi-Fi Gateway, Genie HD DVR, and three additional receivers included.
Objection! Overruled!
Exhibit C, reliable high-speed internet and digital home phone.
Order!
And to close, lock in your bundle price at $89.99 a month for 2 years with AT&T.
The court rules in favor of AT&T. Call your local dealer now.
Switch to DirecTV today and start enjoying the nation's number one satellite TV service. Call Rockstar Satellite at 515-262-STAR. That's Rockstar Satellite at 515-262-STAR.
For us, 24-month TV and 12-month internet agreements and combined billing. New approved customers only must remain active and in good standing on all services or then prevailing rates apply in second year. Prorated ETF up to $480 for TV, $180 for internet. Equipment non-return and other fees and conditions apply. Call for details. Offer ends 1-21-17.
Napa know-how.
Buckets are good. Good at storing, carrying, and hauling all kinds of stuff. But the Napa bucket for $3.99 does more good than that, like getting you 20% off three or more items that fit inside and donating a dollar to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. So do our soldiers and yourself some good and save 20% with the Napa bucket. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Exclusions apply. Offer expires 7/31/17.
Life's never perfect, but as realtors, we know living it in the perfect place can make a big difference.
Imagine
watching your toddler vomit all over the hardwood floors when you almost settled for carpet. Screaming loudly into a pillow in that private first floor master. Finding the mudroom covered in what you hope is mud and remembering why you wanted a mudroom. So get the perfect place to house all of life's imperfections. Get Realtor. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
1700 KBGG is your home for big sports.
There's no place like home on the Big Talker, 1700 KBGG. What's up? It's Bill Ryder, back in Des Moines, lived there for a decade, got married in Des Moines. Thrilled to be talking about your favorite sports teams with your favorite players, 5 to 9 p.m. on your station with all the big games, 1700 KBGG.
Big news, big talk, and big sports on 1700 KBGG.
Trust, quality, value. Just some of the words that have been used by Wolf Construction Roofing customers to describe their experience. Wolf Construction Roofing works on residential and commercial roofing, including single-family and multi-family homes, tear-offs, specialty roofing, and gutters. Wolf Construction has grown into a roofing machine that installs and re-roofs nearly 2 million square feet of roofing each year. Wolf Construction has been given the Super Service Award from Angie's List and is accredited with the Better Business Bureau. Call them today for your free estimate. Wolf Construction Roofing, 515-216-3643. That's 515-216-3643. And online, wolfconstruction.net.
Hi folks, Mike from JLM Shooter Supply here, inviting you to visit our full-service gun shop. Whether you are precision rifle shooting, competing in handgun matches, or just out plinking with the family, we have everything you might need. We offer all types of firearms, ammunition, and accessories, as well as all types of gunsmithing services. We've been here since 1988, and we won't be undersold by the big stores, and no one can match our service after the sale. We're on the corner of 70th and Douglas in Urbandale, or we can be reached at 515-331-1577. We're JLM Shooter Supply. See you soon.
It's baseball season, and if you're looking for a place to go for all the MLB games, make it Draft House 50, Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. Cubs, Twins, Royals, White Sox, Cardinals, even the Brew Crew, or an out-of-market game. Draft House 50 has you covered with the MLB Extra Innings Package. Upscale bar food, an amazing beer selection, and on the weekends, brunch and Bloody Mary Bar every Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Draft House 50, Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Jim Brinson, Trent Condon, it's Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG, live from the Wolf Construction Studio, sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing. Here's Jim and Trent.
Jimmy B and TC.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
We're talking about the old days. And just some memories that start to come up. So you've been here for a while now.
Over 7 years.
You got memories.
I do.
Yeah. I have lived in Des Moines now for over a decade, which is crazy to think about.
Uh-huh.
I think going on 12 years. Crazy in its own right. But we were talking about an old bar that is no longer around.
Yeah, it was next to Coach's Pizza.
Yes, yeah.
And
the Cabaret?
Yeah, I think that's what it was called. And what, you had a few falling out moments at that place? Is that what you're telling me?
Well, you want a story time, Jimmy B?
Yeah, sure. I got a moment.
All right. So,
do we have to hit the dump button?
No. It's a good one.
It's
not a bad story. I'll save those for another time. But my now wife,
yes,
has just moved back from Japan.
Yes.
And decided that she was going to settle in West Des Moines and hang out with me for whatever reason.
I'm still shaking my head.
Yeah, but we weren't really dating initially.
Okay.
Just
hanging out.
Yep, we saw each other every once in a while. It wasn't, it just, hey.
Yeah, maybe I should hit that.
Okay. So.
You're all red, man. You're all red. Okay.
The summer progresses.
Uh-huh.
We're hanging out a little bit more.
Yeah.
Everyone's asking, so what are you guys, boyfriend?
What are you guys doing here?
I don't like to put labels on things. So I play in a kickball tournament.
Okay.
With my sisters and a bunch of friends. And then the after party is at Tonic over there in West Coast.
Oh, sure. Tonic, yeah.
Where my sister worked at.
Okay.
And I showed a picture to see if Jimmy B back in the day might have run into my sister.
I'm sure that I cross paths with her.
And then we end up over there having this big thing at Cabaret. It's outdoor. They had music out there.
Uh-huh.
Well, I mean, I was bombed. I'd been drinking all day. It was hot. I was playing kickball.
Oh, man.
There was no water around. All there was
booze.
Endless booze.
Yeah.
And the day progresses. It's a long day. We started at like 9 a.m. with our first game. We're out there chugging beers all day in the heat. And by that night, I'm pretty well lubricated. And I'm told.
Yeah, you're told. Okay.
That I am walking through the big crowd of people in front of the stage where the music's playing.
Okay.
Knocking over tables.
Oh, jeez.
One of those things.
Oh, man. You didn't take your shirts or your pants off, did you?
No, nothing like
that. Okay, all
right. I wasn't doing it to be mean or anything. I was just...
Yeah.
I was
stumbling, bumbling.
I was. And
yeah.
My girlfriend, at the time, Tara, pulls me aside and says, hey, you got to shape up here, pal.
Yeah.
You're going to be in trouble. And I said, you know what? I might not remember anything about this night. And I still do remember this moment.
Okay.
Not much else of the night.
Okay.
But I remember this moment. But one thing I do know that I will remember is that I love you.
Whoa! You dropped the I love you on her and you were hammered.
And she goes, you are bomb. So, wake up the next afternoon.
Probably not the best time to drop that out.
No. Wake up the next afternoon after sleeping it off for a long, long time.
Ooh, boy.
And I went up and I thanked her for getting me home. And I said, and I do remember that one thing I said. I told you last night, and I'll tell you every day going forward, I love you.
Wow.
Look at that. I don't know how I remember.
I think the booze is still talking.
It might be. It might be. I don't know if she still likes me like that anymore. If I got that drunk now, she'd be calling an Uber and saying, get home now.
Yeah, you're sleeping in the driveway.
Have fun in the garage.
Okay, little story time with TC.
Yes.
We're coming right back, and when we do, Al Yellen, Bleed Cubby Blue, will be our guest. Jimmy B and TC, it is the Big Talker 1700.
1700 KBGG is the Big Talker in Des Moines with Jimmy B and TC. Noon to 3, sports talk that rocks. 1700 KBGG.
At the United States Postal Service, we don't just carry your product to its destination. We deliver your business, representing you and all of your hard work with pride. It's almost as if you're the one showing up to the customer's door, greeting them with a smile. Because when you ship with the United States Postal Service, your business becomes our business. That's why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone else in the country. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
Here's the scoop on garden soil. Sometimes it needs help from the Home Depot, where bags of Miracle-Gro garden soil are a special buy, three for just $10. It improves existing soil with nutrients plants need for stronger roots, so they'll hit the ground running, starting with much better ground. Miracle-Gro garden soil, three bags, $10. Now at the number one retailer for Scotts Miracle-Gro, the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last. Contiguous U.S. only. Limit 80 per customer.
Weeds love your garden. They hide near flowers knowing you can't touch them. Now you can with Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with SureShot 1 from the Home Depot. A special buy at just $19.97. The protective shield means pinpoint accuracy so you can target weeds without harming surrounding plants. With Roundup in hand, weeds are in trouble. Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with SureShot 1, just $19.97. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last, U.S. only.
If there's one thing the pros at Advance Auto know, it's parts.
Advance Auto Parts and Batteries, this is Christina.
Hi, Christina. I need to change my oil.
Okay. Currently, we have 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic for $29.99.
Great.
That includes the filter and $5 off your next purchase of $30 or more if you're a Speed Perks member.
Whoa. Even better. Thanks.
Now at Advance Auto, get 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic or high mileage motor oil and a Purolator Boss filter for just $29.99. See store for details. Also at participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores.
Hi, folks. Mike from JLM Shooter Supply here, inviting you to visit our full-service gun shop. Whether you are precision rifle shooting, competing in handgun matches, or just out plinking with the family, we have everything you might need. We offer all types of firearms, ammunition, and accessories, as well as all types of gunsmithing services. We've been here since 1988, and we won't be undersold by the big stores, and no one can match our service after the sale. We're on the corner of 70th and Douglas in Urbandale, or we can be reached at 515-331-1577. We're JLM Shooter Supply. See you soon.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
A Wendy's Frosty is something special. And for a limited time, a Frosty is just 50 cents. An American classic for a classic price. It's not quite a milkshake, not quite an ice cream cone. It's definitely chocolate or vanilla. That choice is on you. Use a spoon or a French fry. Anything goes. A Frosty makes summer special. Yep, there's nothing quite like a Frosty. And there's nothing quite like this deal. A Frosty for 50 cents. Get yours before this deal melts away.
Small Frosty only at participating Wendy's for a limited time. Offer not valid in Alaska and Hawaii.
1700 KBGG.